I'm still up. The scripture reading today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, which you can find in your pew Bible on page 201. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so that you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called, and in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
A nice, warm Sunday morning. Kathy set the stage with imagination for bird speak. I invite us to take our hand and imagine one of the most fragile pieces of our world, a snowflake. That snowflake falls down, and I've done this, it's incredible. That snowflake falls down and touches your hand, and immediately it melts. Have you ever seen a tree limb that was so weighted down by one snowflake after another snowflake after another snowflake that it finally breaks off? Maybe it's even been a neighbor or even your own place where snow piled up each flake together until it broke through the roof. Talk about the power of togetherness. Well, the Church of the Brethren, some years ago, it was in the 1990s, I think, possibly around 1995, began to work on a marketing strategy. I don't know why churches do this, but we somehow think we need to have a way to speak who we are. And so they worked on this. They brought in a company and they interviewed all the staff. I think I, as a district executive, was interviewed at the time. They went out and they talked to people in congregations and they came together and they came up with continuing the work of Jesus peacefully, simply, together. One of the authoresses of this statement wrote about together this statement. Together is powerful, ultimate message which completes who we are as brethren. It suggests deliberate, loving cooperation, respectful attention to each person's voice, unflagging commitment to reconciliation, and reaffirmation of unity. A couple weeks ago, you knew about together. You gathered here in this place and you met a new potential pastor. Already, a search team had been working together. And you heard the very first question they asked. And you heard the response of the various candidates. You can't have church. You can't have any meaning in life and faith unless you talk about together. Community. And together, you discerned the will of God for this place and this time and on into the future. But I want to remind you of something that the Apostle Paul is very clear on writing to the Church of Colossae. This is a church that has kind of taken its life for granted, and it talks about Jesus, but kind of gets distracted by philosophies and other theologians who do not promote Jesus as the all, in all, for all. And things begin to deteriorate. The life is not as strong. And so the reason for this book is to encourage the disciples, the community of believers, to find their strength in Jesus Christ. We are gathered here this morning in the name of Christ. We're not gathered here to be a school board. We're not gathered here to be the Rotarians. We're not gathered here for any other purpose than to celebrate and remind ourselves that we are together in Jesus Christ. This is the church together. Now, we know we're not as large a number as some Sundays, and that's okay, because we are prayerful and thoughtful about those who are not here. I hope we are. And some of us won't be here some Sundays, and I hope the church is thoughtful and prayerful about us when we're not here. But the fact is, we are together. We are the church. And the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church of Colossae, talks about the fact that there are certain characteristics of the church when it's together. What are the characteristics you would want a church to have, that you want this church to have? Think about that for a moment. The characteristics that make you who you are. Anybody willing to risk a word, a phrase, just to let people know what we think is important as a characteristics? Love?
Caring?
Humor?
Forgiveness.
Service.
Courage.
I guess I don't need to preach the rest of this sermon. You've got it, folks. But let's go on just a little bit longer together. The Church of the Brethren has always taken seriously its life together. I think part of it is how we were formed. When the brethren were forming their life together, they really didn't want to pull away from the state church. That wasn't their hope, their desire, but they wanted to transform. They wanted something to be different, but they were clear it had to be together. That the power in their life was togetherness with Christ and with one another. There's a concept that we talk about. Occasionally, you probably have heard other pastors talk about it. It's called Gemeinschaft. Now, we use the German word because it's like when I was a young boy, Grandpa and Grandma talked Pennsylvania Dutch. And my dad talked Pennsylvania Dutch with him. And I would listen. Oh, I got a few words here and there. But they would be talking, and all of a sudden they burst out in laughter, and I'd say, "What? What is so funny?" And they'd think for a minute, and then they'd say, "Well, you know, it's kind of like this," or, "Well, maybe it's like this." Well, really, in Pennsylvania Dutch, there is no good English word for what we just said. Now, the question in my mind was whether they were trying to keep me from knowing something or whether it was actually true. Well, I believe it was actually true because Gemeinschaft is one of those words. You cannot truly translated in the fullest expression of togetherness as it's meant from the German. But here goes. The concept of Gemeinschaft is a common life held together by Christ, a strong bond, a deep connection with other believers. And what is the character of our togetherness to look like? The author of Colossians wants the reader to be like Christ. Put on clothes of character like Jesus would wear. And what would his character wardrobe include? Compassion. Sensitivity to others, their struggles, their uncertainties, their unique circumstances. Kindness. My wife was a school teacher, and she would write on her board at school every week, "Kindness costs nothing. Now, I guess I could get into a debate with her, because I think it costs you a little something, but her idea didn't cost you any money. You could be kind to one another without any financial cost to you. Humility. All are children of God. There is no room in the church for arrogance. One reason that I believe we should never give up the foot washing is that we meet Christ in the other as we wash feet, and we remind ourselves that in the body of believers, to be together, there's no one greater than the other, and there's no one less than the other. Sure, we have different gifts and abilities, and we're going to talk about that in the future. But our togetherness is founded on being the same, not in personality or characteristics of who we are, but the same in Jesus Christ, a oneness, a unity. Then there's meekness. William Barclay in the Daily Bible Studies talks about that word from the Greek, which is praetes, as the one who has self-control. Now get this. Always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. Well, I don't get that one right at all. Ask Peg. She'll tell you I don't get that one right. But there's something else about that that I think is added. If you're going to truly be the kind of person God wants you to be, and that is knowing how to be angry. That's what I don't get right. I probably get right angry at the right time and not angry at the wrong time. I just don't know how to be angry. That's hard for us, isn't it? Society teaches us about retaliation. It teaches us if we're angry, we take a gun and shoot somebody. Or if we're angry, we scream at somebody. Or if we're angry, we throw them out. And finally, patience. Now this one gets me in trouble too. Putting up with the slow to get it. The fast-paced of those forgetting to bring others along. The messy, the irritating. Learning to be the presence of Christ with one another and for one another. Now think about it. If you were to rank this congregation on from one being the lowest and five to be the highest, or even your own personal self on one being the lowest, five being the highest, how would you rank yourself for compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience? Want to know the answer to those questions and that ranking? Ask your children. Ask the children of this congregation. Our children can tell us, even at 35 and 40. If you want to know how you rank on these characteristics, ask the stranger that walks in the door. Dick, Pat, Peg, and I were strangers to you. You've learned something about us, and we've learned a lot about you. And we give you a pretty high rating on these characters. Now don't let it go to your head. But this is a place where people value other people. Now you don't always get it right. And we hear some stories about that as well. When human beings are trying to be together, sometimes they hurt each other, disappoint each other, frustrate each other, discourage each other. But if we, as Paul talks about, bear with one another, and if we forgive one another, forgiveness was one of the words, think of how different that makes our life. When I make a mistake with Peg, And we later embrace, that's an embrace of forgiveness. And I know the power of that embrace. And I know the love in that embrace. When we work and plan together, it takes these characteristics. And that's what Paul wrote this all about. The church of Colossians was kind of getting divided and messed up over all these different thoughts that were flowing. We're not going to think the same here. We don't think the same here. I hope we never think the same here. I hope we have a oneness here, but the richness of our life is what we discover together. That's why the brethren always felt Scripture needed to be read and studied in community. That's why the brethren always thought we should work and prayer together for discernment and discovery. And that's why we as brethren have always emphasized the importance of going forth to serve others together. Some of you have been on a work camp. I don't know, is the work camp back yet? I think they are, aren't they? Yeah. You could have gone on your own and done something to help someone, but think of the power of togetherness and the travel and the going and the coming and the work that you did on site to help other people. July 19th, got it right this time. We're going to have a prayer walk. That's to be together, sensitive to our neighbors. The power of the blessed, carrying the blessing in prayer and walk into the community. Sure, I could walk up and down the streets here as your representative, as a pastor, interim pastor here, and do that. But the power comes in our being together, one with another, unified, carrying the peace of Christ with us as we go out into the community. Now let's put it all together. I want to read the scripture, just a brief part of it, from The Message, a more modern, contemporary wording. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. Remember, it's all about love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never, never be without it. William J. Crocker, in A People Place, describes why this way of living together is important. If this is not a place where tears are understood, then where shall I go to cry? A safe place, a place together. And if this is not a place where my spirit can take wings, then where shall I go to fly? A place where we do things together and where we are motivated to move beyond our stuckness or our usualness into the freedom that flying brings to us. I don't need another place for trying to impress you with just how good and virtuous I am. No, I don't need another place for always being on top of things. Everybody knows that is a sham. I don't need another place to mouth the same old platitudes. Everyone knows that's not real. If this is not a place where my questions be asked, then where shall I go to seek? And if this is not a place where my heart cry can be heard, where, tell me, where shall I go to speak? So if this is not a place where tears are understood, where shall I go? Where shall I go to fly? Together. That's how we continue the work of Jesus. together with compassion and kindness, with love at the heart of who Jesus is through us. So whether we speak or whether we act, we do so in the name of the one who lives among us as Jesus the Christ. Thank you, God, for our life together. Amen.